right, good morning. Let's do it. It's Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano, the quickest, most efficient way to get caught up on all the top headlines out there, organized and delivered daily. Thanks for being here. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. There has been a very big disturbance in the tech world playing out over the last few days. A Chinese artificial intelligence company called DeepSeek just introduced new technology, very similar to ChatGPT, but a fraction of the operating cost. Some articles I've read said that this could be beyond a $1 trillion blow to the tech world. Also yesterday, DeepSeek, this new service, said that they were temporarily limiting user registrations due to large-scale malicious attacks on its services. So they were hit with some sort of cyber attack as they were getting all of this attention. The headline is, this was an enormous, unexpected disruption in this space, and it will certainly change things. On to sports. I wanted to make sure I mentioned this. Sunday was the 5-year anniversary of the passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna, and Vanessa Bryant just announced the release of a new book. I like this a lot. It's a book featuring all of the different murals honoring the two of them. There have been more than 100 public murals in LA and around the world, and I think a book is a great idea. Mamba and Mambacita Forever is the name of it. That'll be out in August. Another basketball news, the NBA All-Star Weekend is coming up in February, and a part of that that gets a lot of attention every year is the Slam Dunk Contest, and now we know who will be participating this year. There's only four guys in it. The one getting the most attention is Mac McClung of the Orlando Magic. He's trying to win his third consecutive Slam Dunk Contest. Nobody's ever won three in a row. He would be the first. This happens February 15th, the NBA Slam Dunk Contest. Lastly here, I've got a few more Super Bowl commercials and teasers in our Instagram stories this morning. Budweiser, iconic, that's up there, and an Uber Eats ad with Charlie XCX and Martha Stewart. You can find them at First Thing Pod on Instagram. On to some entertainment headlines. Selena Gomez has been trending. She posted a video on Instagram yesterday, which she later deleted, in which she was sobbing over the news of all of the deportations and immigrant arrests. In the video, she said, "All my people are getting attacked, the children. I don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do. I'll try everything. I promise." Selena has been an immigration advocate for years. Like I said, she deleted the video shortly after it was posted. In other news, Justin Baldoni is back on it. He released some more recordings related to his ongoing battle with Blake Lively. He posted a nearly 7-minute apology that he sent Blake at 2 a.m., like a voice memo. Justin's lawyer said he wants to be transparent with all of this correspondence, but Blake's attorneys are trying to get the courts to stop him. I had to read this headline a few times to make sure I was reading it right, but Madonna just showed up to a comedy club with Amy Schumer and did 30 minutes of stand-up. Madonna did. Comedy on stage. It was the Comedy Cellar in New York. She did a full 30-minute set. I have a picture of her. Someone took a picture. That's up in our Instagram stories this morning. This is a good one. Christian Bale and his wife, Sibby, are currently building a $22 million village for foster kids in California. It's designed to ensure siblings in foster care can stay together in a nurturing community. Damn, Christian Bale, that's very cool of you. It's expected to be completed later this year. I love that. Lastly, in baby news, DJ and music producer Steve Aoki is going to be a dad. He and his wife, Sasha, made the announcement on stage in Dubai on Sunday. He always throws a cake into the crowd with incredible accuracy, I might add, at his shows. That's like his thing, and he used that to make the announcement. He smashed his face into a cake, had blue frosting. It was a gender reveal slash announcement. So they're having a boy. Congrats. Moving on to movie and TV news. Director John M. Chu has gotten so much attention since Wicked Part 1 came out, and now people are talking about his next project. It's Dr. Seuss's Oh, the Places You'll Go. Love it. I read that book a billion times when my kids were little. He's co-directing this. It's going to be animated, co-directing with Jill Cholton. You're going to have to wait a while for it, though. It's scheduled to be out in March of 2028, so over 3 years away. I know it's almost February, but we're still getting some year-end lists from 2024. It just came out that Moana was the most streamed movie of the year, over 13 billion minutes streamed. But that's not even close to the top TV show. Bluey, most streamed show of the year, over 55 billion minutes. That's a lot of minutes. I do love Bluey, though. In other TV news, Netflix has a new scripted show about bull riding coming soon. And while Tim McGraw was originally attached to star in it, he's out. He's not doing it. He reportedly needs to undergo back surgery, so that will take quite a bit of time to recover from. He can't do the show. It's moving on without him. Well, we found out a while ago that Alec and Hilaria Baldwin, along with their seven children, would star in a new reality show for TLC, and we just got our first look. The show premieres February 23rd, and I've got the trailer in our Instagram stories this morning. They do address the fatal shooting on the set of Rust in this trailer. It's up there. Also up there, the trailer for season 3 of The White Lotus. This season, set in Thailand, premieres on HBO February 16th. Parker Posey, Walter Goggins, and Lisa from Blackpink are all in it. You can see the trailer in the Instagram stories. On TV tonight, it's the series premiere of Paradise on Hulu. Sterling K. Brown and James Marsden star in this. Paradise, out now. And I recently mentioned a documentary about this guy. Now, Tom Green has a new stand-up special. He's back. It's called Tom Green, I Got a Mule, and it premieres today on Amazon. Okay, on the music, as expected, Katy Perry did announce her tour yesterday. She announced the U.S. dates of her Lifetimes tour. The shows start in May in Texas, wrap up in August in Florida. Tickets go on sale this Friday. I can post the dates if you want to see those. Katy's old fellow American Idol judge Luke Bryan announced a tour as well. Over 30 dates starting in May and running through August. Those tickets also go on sale Friday. Bruno Mars just added 7 new shows to his Vegas residency. He likes it out there. Those are happening in May and June. Also, Lady Gaga made her announcement. We knew that her 7th album was coming soon, and now we have the details. Mayhem, that's the name of it. 14 songs coming March 7th. It's a return to pop music for Gaga. She's going to debut a new song from it during a commercial at the Grammys on Sunday. Also, Gaga is one of the bajillion artists doing Fire Aid this week, Thursday in L.A. And more Gaga news, she'll be honored in March with the iHeartRadio Innovator Award at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And then in April, she's one of the headliners at Coachella. So it's Lady Gaga's year. I mentioned Fire Aid. That's a couple days away, like I said. And a new fire relief concert was just announced. Blink-182. Love it. They're going to play at the Hollywood Palladium. It's a great venue. 100% of ticket proceeds go to various relief efforts, and I personally love this Alkaline Trio. They're going to open the show, one of my faves of all time, and Matt Skiba of Alkaline Trio was a member of Blink before Tom rejoined the band, so I'm happy to see that they're, you know, they're still all on such great terms. Anyway, I'm probably the only one that cares about that. Regardless, the show is coming up February 13th, raising money for a great cause. Lastly here, in other punk rock news, the Warped Tour, which is coming back this year, just announced the first round of bands. Simple Plan, Bowling for Soup, and Pennywise are among them. I'll post the lineup so far in our Instagram stories. Some additional headlines here on this Tuesday morning. President Trump continues to make big moves as he settles back into the role. And one of the big ones at the moment, at the end of the day yesterday, his office ordered a total freeze on all federal financial assistance. With the exception of Social Security and Medicare, all federal agencies are forced to suspend payments. This could affect billions of dollars in grants. There's some confusion over the implementation of this, and some are questioning if it's legal. But the funding pause is scheduled to start at 5 p.m. today. Also, it's reported that he has fired several officials of the Justice Department, several lawyers that worked to prosecute him over the events of January 6th. They are gone. He said this is a part of his effort to end the weaponization of the federal government. Another update on bird flu here in the U.S. Yesterday, the World Organization for Animal Health reported that the U.S. just had its first outbreak of H5N9 bird flu in poultry. It was on a duck farm in California. It's been spreading around the world, and now this is the first confirmed case in poultry here in America. Investigations are being done. In food and beverage news, Starbucks has brought back free refills. All For Here orders will now be served in ceramic or glass cups. And while you're in the cafe enjoying your beverage, free refills are available. Also, they're going back to handwritten names on cups. No more stickers. They're dusting off the Sharpies. In other beverage news, Costco has officially replaced Pepsi with Coke in their food courts. This should have been the top story. Costco's 12-year relationship with Pepsi is over. There was a survey. They found that 87% of their customers prefer Coke over Pepsi. So they're giving the people what they want. Lastly here, I always end the show on a positive note. Well, every day except yesterday. It was got a little dark at the end. Anyway, I always enjoy these stories. A woman in Alabama named Shania just gave birth in a Krispy Kreme parking lot in the middle of a snowstorm. 5 inches fell in her southern Alabama town, which is a ton for them. Everyone was already panicking, and then, surprise, here comes the baby. They tried to get to the hospital, but the roads were not cooperating. There was ice. A bunch of roads were closed. It was not good, so they pulled into a parking lot, and her partner called 911. Paramedics did show up, but just after she gave birth. Dallas Mitchell is the little guy's name. He's here. He's healthy, as is Shania. And now they've got free Krispy Kreme donuts for a year. But that's not it. The chain also said they were going to throw a little Dallas a birthday party every year until he's 18. How cool is that? They didn't have to do that. That's really awesome. I love it. Congrats to everyone involved. Nice move, Krispy Kreme. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Thanks for being here. As always, appreciate the support. I got so many messages and comments and stuff from listeners of this podcast yesterday after I made my little announcement about my upcoming procedure. Thank you all so much. A lot of people saying, like, what can I do? How can I help? You can tell your friends about the show. You could also leave a review wherever you get your podcast. That helps a lot, a little podcast like mine. Rate and review it. Apple Podcasts, perhaps. Helps the algorithm. Thanks so much. Really, thank you for the support always. I'm back tomorrow to do it again. Have a great Tuesday.
Please tell your friends about this show.